Tonight's shir, Simon Samachay, Hanichnas Abesa Knesses, and what's the Tzibur Kuren Kriyashma, or Shehivsik Bashasa Kriya. If someone enters the shul and he finds the Tzibur is reciting Shema, what does he do? Or if he interrupts while he's saying Shema, it's interesting the Shulchan Aruch reverses these two. It starts with the second and goes to the first. Se'if Aleph, Kira'asi Rugin. If someone required Kriya Shema with breaks, Dehainu. Shehischa lekros v'hifsik. That means he begins to recite Kriya Shema and then he stops. Bein b'shtika, bein b'dibur, whether he stopped silently, whether he said something. V'chazar u'gemar, then he continues and finishes where he left off. Afilu shaha kedei ligmer es kula, even if the pause was long enough that he could have said the entire Shema in that time, yotza, he would be yotza. Afilu haya hefsik machmas oinis, even if the interruption was caused by an oinus, which should be more of a reason to start from the beginning, because you can't continue if you wanted to. We don't say that. He just picks up where he left off. The Amar says, V'yesh oim, some say, dim haya onus, if he was against his will, he could not continue. V'hifzik k'deligmas kul, and he stopped long enough to recite the whole thing. Chayzor, she does have to go back to the beginning. V'hachi nog, the Amar says, the meaning is, in a case of an oinus, to go back to the beginning. Umesharin inin hashi'ir lefi hakorei v'lo lefi rov bnei adam. Now this delay, he delayed long enough to do the whole thing, is a personal measurement. It's his own measurement of how long it takes him to do the whole thing. We don't go by the majority of people. V'chein hu l'kamon, simen kuf dal, we say the same thing later on in Hechas Tefillah. Mishdebur sifkan aleph, bein b'dibur. Whether he interrupted silently or he speaks. Afilu imsach b'mezid, even if he speaks intentionally, after asr isr b'zeh, even though he did something wrong, afal pike nonetheless, enot serach lachzer, rak l'makom shel pasak. He does not need to go back earlier than the point where he stopped. He just goes back to where he stopped. Vafilu kishe pasak b'emtsa bracha, even if he interrupts in the middle of a bracha. V'ordin kishe sach b'emtsa halel, u'megillah, u'birchas hamazon, u'shar bracha arucha. The same halacha applies. If he talks in the middle of Halel, or Megillah leining, or benching, or any of the long bracha. V'davka kishu omron ba'atzmo. Now this is if he says it himself, and he interrupts himself. Dim shomea me'acher shemotziyo, because if he's listening to someone else who's being motzi him, v'husach bein time, and then he speaks in the middle, me'mele eino shomea, so that he can't hear what is being recited while he is talking, v'echeretze b'zeh, how can it be yotze? And each of these halachas we explain in their place when we discuss Halel and Megillah and benching and so on. If you're looking at halacha, we write that by Kriya Shema it is proper to repeat the parashios again if he spoke intentionally. There are those who hold that in such a case he does have to go back to the beginning. That's what the Lech B'Har Locha goes through, this specific case of being mafsik b'mezit, that there are those who hold as worse than a stam hefsik, and then you would have to go back to the beginning. L'Halach, he doesn't pass on that way. He says you pick up where you left off, even though it was b'mezit, but by Kriya Shema it is proper to go back because there are shittas that you're not yourself. Se'if katan beis, v'yesh amim di'im v'chulu. There are more holes. Some say that if he wasn't onus, and that's why he couldn't continue, then he has to go back to the beginning if it was a long enough break of the Limra's Kula. Tamam, the reason for this opinion is, the Bishlama im lo haya onus, it's fine if he's not an onus. Shem haya rod sa hayachal likros, if he wanted, he could have continued to read. Then, lo havi hashtika vafil hadib or hafsik. Then we say his silence or his speech is not considered a hafsik, not an interruption. Alba onus, but if he can't continue, Chashiva hashiya hefsik, then the pause, the delay, is considered an interruption. Kivin shlo haya oz yachal lekros, because he couldn't read during that time. The ayim aganavam shemasik, look in the aganavam, it concludes, the davke ma'oynis hu machmas shehoish eino ro'ui. That's only if the oynis is such that the person is not fit to continue. Could go to hutzuch and a kava, for instance, he needs to use the bathroom. O shehamakom eino ro'ui, where the location is unfit. They find in that location excrement, omer aglaim, or urine. For hutzuch lishos, now he has to delay and stop until it's removed. Aval oynes acher, but a different kind of oynes. Called machmas listim, bandits come. Okay, gavn or something similar. Havik Moshe Shosek Beratzon. That's as if he's silent by will. To lo choshev hefsik l'dezu. This view wouldn't hold to hefsik. In other words, when do we say that if he's an onus and he can't continue, that he has to go back to the beginning if he waits k'deligmos kula? If the oynes is a halachic oynes, he's not fit to continue. Physically, he has to go to the bathroom. The location is not halachically clean, and therefore he has to stop. But if he stops because of an emergency that is not halachic in nature, but rather there's bandits, maybe it's an air raid siren, maybe it's a fire alarm, in those situations, this opinion would not hold. You have to go back to the beginning. V'davka b'kriyishma uvichosel. Okay, got it. This is a halacha specific to kriyishma and its brachas, anything like that. Al b'tfilah, when it comes to Shmona Esrei, chozer l'roish afilu b'onus acher. There, he would have to go back to the beginning, even if the onus was a different type of onus, a non-halachic onus. L'chmoshi yisbar l'kamon b'simen kufdal, we'll explain this later, in simen kufdal. Ayin shah mishnah b'ur sivkon yutezayin, look there, mishnah b'ur sivkon tezayin. Sivkon gimel, k'day l'gmor. If the delay was long enough to recite the whole thing, hayna me'roish v'yatsef, from beginning to end, afilu oyin b'sof, even though he was by the end, he's marched at the end of kriyishma, and then he's interrupted. And the oynus doesn't allow him to continue, and the pause is long enough to have recited the entire Yishma. That's it. He's got to do the whole thing again. Sivkan Da'atz Chayzer, he goes back to the beginning. Kozel in Diyavid. This, of course, is only the Diyavid if there was a pause. Alachatchil lo yavzik lishos k'ilig makula. But, of course, you should never lachatchil pause long enough to recite the whole thing. Afilu shlo machmas oynes, even when it's not an oynes. Afilu b'shtika ba'alma, even just silence. Afilu b'davish m'dabon, even by tfilos that are drabonim, kagon, birchas kriyishma, the brachas of kriyishma, v'halel, u'megilo, kigavna, that's not the diraisa like kriyishma. It doesn't make a difference. You shouldn't make these interruptions. V'kol shkein, the betfilah yish lizor ma'oy b'zen. Certainly in tefillah, one should be exceptionally careful not to delay. Ki yesh shemachmir b'tefillah afil b'dievet. To those who are strict with tefillah, even b'dievet, you're not going to be yetzah. U'mashma b'divya magan afam. The implication from the words of Magen Avraham is that the chadchila nochin lizor shlo yinagain hashliach tzibur habei bebirchas kriyishma. The chadchila the chazan shouldn't sing by the birchas kriyishma too much. She behefsik echad gelig makula. That in one spot he's doing a whole chazanah's piece. That there's enough time to do the whole thing. Shows yitzdarcho hakahola hafsik habishtika yodah because the tzibur is silent. He's singing. The tzibur is listening. So now it's a hefsek for the tzibur that amount of time. Venerely the koshkin the yeshizah bevirchas kahanah shul grace, and certainly one should be careful birchas kahanim, which is minat Torah. So yarichu oz hakahol b'amir satachanunim be'esa birchas kahanim. The tzibur should not spend too much time reciting their supplications while the kahanim are duchanim. So they zeh shoyskin hakahanim zvan harbei be'emsak birchas. It comes out that the kahanim are silent for a long time in the middle of the bracha, while the tzibur is busy with their davening. For this reason, I think it's a good thing, like I saw written in the name of Vilna Gaon, chemash b'simen kuchav ches sif mem hei b'hagol sheyom ogam b'pam shlishis harbonish shalaylam v'lo yivetz ha'arach. The Vilna Gaon said that you should say all three times by each of the psukim only the harbonish shalom. Don't say the long yivetzim. Sometimes Kahanim aren't even singing. They're standing there waiting. The tzibur finishes the prayer. It's possible because man kadei ligmas kula. As far as responding kadosh kedusha, there we don't concern ourselves with delays, even if it's kadei ligmas kula, because there are chazanim who sing kedusha for a long time. And you could have said the whole thing in the time he's saying. That doesn't bother us. U'marash v'seif v'shulchan shloima v'davkum oymed b'sof birchas emes v'yatsiv. In the seif v'shulchan shloima, the indication is that if he's in the birchas kriyishma at the end of emes v'yatsiv, t'haino etzel shirah chadosha by shirah chadosha, that's where we're concerned if he's going to respond to kadosh kedusha. We're not concerned that there's a delay. Like we'll say there, end of Simon Samachov. But let's say he's not up to Shechadosha. Tov Yoser, it's better sheyisha b'sirugim emtsa bracha kampa amin pachtu degelik mechula. It's better that he should pause in intervals in the middle of the bracha many times, and each time is not degelik mechula. In other words, he wants to respond to Kasha Gedusha. So there may be a longer delay than he could have said the entire Kriya Shema during that time. That doesn't bother us. But it's got to be when you're at the end. So you're just standing there silently and responding when you respond, and that's what you got to do. But if you're earlier than that, you could say a few words in between, and that will break up the pauses. So it's not one long pause, because you keep saying things in between. So he said, that would be better.
What would he be allowed to say at that point?
Continue his Birchas Kriya Shema. He's telling me a little Birchas Kriya Shema. They're saying Kedusha or Kaddish. So he's saying he should say little bits in between while he's waiting. So it shouldn't be any one break long enough.
But he will have paused for Kedusha too, right?
Yeah. Kaddish is usually not such a problem. The Kedusha is a problem. If they sing a long Kedusha, he could end up. So he's saying that he should say a little bit in between. Sivkan hei, l'roish. He goes back to the beginning. Hainu hefsik b'kriya shma, if the delay was in kriya shma. Filu im ha hefsik hoya v'kadei ligma kriya shma, even if the delay was just enough to say the whole shma, choyz l'rosh kriya shma goes back to the beginning of kriya shma. L'avichas kriya shma, as far as the brachas of kriya shma, lo yachs l'rosh ha-bracha she-pasak b'socha, he doesn't go back to the beginning of the bracha that he interrupted. Elam ken shok de ligmar mitchilas b'rachas yotza'or ad gal yisrael. Unless the delay was long enough to literally have said all the Birchas Kriya Shema from the beginning to the end. And then you have to go back to the beginning. V'ayim be'alocha de b'yaru dim hifzik b'Birchas Kriya Shema b'ein bracha l'vracha. And be'alocha we explain that if the interruption by Birchas Kriya Shema was between brachas, b'chol gavdi and tzorich l'achas l'vrach b'dyevet, then you don't have to go back b'dyevet if he delayed the zman to wait the entire Birchas Kriya Shema, he still wouldn't go back. But Kriya Shema, when it comes to Kriya Shema itself, in Hifzik b'parsha l'parsha, if the delay was between parshios, machmas einis, because of einis, v'shabak deligmas kol parshios, and he delayed long enough to do all the parshios, he is chos l'rosh. So the Be'halocha has a lirichas to explain this distinction, that between sections of Kriya Shema, according to this Yesh Omim, if the delay machmas einis was deligmas kol, he has to go back. But if the delay was in Birchas Kriya Shema, between brachos, then he doesn't go back to the beginning. He picks up where he left off. Sevkan vav v'hachi nog, this is the minig, to be machmer, like the Yesh Om in the Ramo. V'chein pasko achron, Mishnah Berurah says that is the decision of the achronim. V'odim b'tfilah v'halal u'megillah b'chaham, this is also true by tfilah, Shmon Esrei, halal, megillating, and duchening. K'mon shebiyanu b'alocha, ayin shom lak v'explain the b'alocha, look there. Sevkan zayin lefi ha-korei, the time of k'dei ligmas kula depends on the one who is reciting the Shema, bein l'hakel, bein l'hachmir. Whether it's going to be lenient because he does a very long Shema, whether it's l'hachmir because it's a very short Shema, it goes by him, not by everyone else. Se'iv Beis, kara kriya shma v'nichnas Beis HaKnesses, says, he recited kriya shma. Then he comes into shul. U'mar tzibah shekaran kriya shma, he finds tzibah is reciting Shema, tzarechli klikros imahem pasuk rishon. He should recite with them the first pasuk. It shouldn't appear that he's not interested in accepting upon himself the yoke of Malchus Shemayim with his peers. It's also true. If he's in shul, and he's davening, other parts of davening, or he's reciting psukim in a place where he is allowed to interrupt, but if he's in a spot where he can't interrupt, like he's after Baruch Shomar, then lo yafsik, you should not interrupt. Ela yoymer hatevos shu omer b'shar shatzibur oymen pasuk rishon b'nigun hatzibur. But he should say the words that he is saying at the time that the tzibur is saying Shema. He should say the words he's saying with the tune of the tzibur. She'anira kilu karimon. It should appear as if he's reading with them. So the Mechaber says a person walks into shul, he should recite the first pasuk Shema with the tzibur. If he's in the middle of davening, he should recite the first pasuk with the tzibur as long as he's at a point where he's allowed to interrupt. But if he's at a point that he may not interrupt, then he just sings along with the tzibur the words he's saying to pretend that it shouldn't look like he's being different from everyone else. Mishnah Berurah Sivkan Ches, Kara Kriya Shema.
He covers his eyes.
Sure. Sivkan Ches, Kara Kriya Shema. He recites Kriya Shema, V'kol Shkein Im Lo Kara Idayin, and certainly if he had not said Shema yet, the tzarech liko as a pasuk of Rishon, he should say the first pasuk with the tzibur. Avaloi chav not say b'zeh mitzvah to say the kriyishma, but he should not have in mind to fulfill the mitzvah of kriyishma. Kibin shein lo tefillin b'rosh, he's not wearing tefillin. V'gam yib lo brachas, he didn't say the brachas. Ukad the elbas of simem evav mishne bur, like we said before at the end of simem evav in the mishne bur. I shall look there. V'nearly it would appear to me that filu imu etzloi koyd and birchas ter, that even if he had not yet said birchas ter, and he walks into shul and they're saying Shema, kibin she'enu oimah ha'pasik l'shem limud, since he's not saying the pasik for learning Torah, he should say it with them. Rak she'bezeh yizoher shlo yomer yoyisim pasik rishon, but he should not say more than the first pasik.
Does this include the Kriyat Shema which they say before Pasuk HaBezimah?
So in the notes in the back, it brings a machlokes. The Kriyat Shema that we say by the Kedusha of Musaf, the Kriyat Shema by Tzor Sefer Torah, Rabbi Yoshev holds that one should say that with the tzibur like everything else. Chaim Kanevsky says, no, that's not necessary. And Shema by Hatzah Sefer Torah, and Yom Kippur Katan, and Musaf, there's no requirement to say that with the tzibur. And I think the same thing is true in Kabbanis. It's only the Shema that the Bimakala on the Shemayim, which is by Berachas Kriyat Shema. Sif katan tesmish de brua shakun kriya shema vodin shar darish b'tziba oimen. This isn't only kriya shema. Other things that Tziba says together. Gontil David, o aleinu, kari mohem shkin derech eretz. He should recite with the Tziba, ashrei, aleinu. It's derech eretz to do it with the Tziba. So I haven't seen people do ashrei together. I haven't seen the shul people do ashrei together. But aleinu people do together, and it's brought down to aleinu. The notes bring and I think it's also Chaim Kanevsky, that if you're in the middle of davening, another part of davening, you do not have to interrupt in order to recite the Aleinu. You say Aleinu if you have the shul, and you hear them say Aleinu, you say Aleinu. But right, if you're in the middle of Tachanun, or you're in the middle of another part of Tefillah, then you're not going to say Aleinu with the Tzibah.
Well, it's the same thing if you're in the middle of in the morning, about seeing and they're
up to Aleinu, you do not interrupt. You say Yavotzin. Sivkan Yud, Pasuk Rishon. The first Pasuk of Shema is to be said together with the Tzibur. The Gam, and that includes Baruch Shem, Kevel Machusel, Lalom Ve'et. The Das Agor Be'i Uro, the Vilna Goyin in his commentary, Rats Yitzurich Likus Yilam Kol Krishma. You should say the whole Krishma of that. The Mechabit says first Pasuk. Vilna Goyin says say the whole thing. But when it comes to Pesukah de Zimmer, just say the first Pasuk, because anyway, the Mechaber holds you shouldn't interrupt from Pesukah de Zimmer at all, as he says afterwards. The Mechaber says from Baruch Sh'omer on, you cannot interrupt for Kriya Shema, you should just pretend. The Mishnah Berurah says, V'achoyim kasvu de Birchas Baruch Sh'omer, V'yishtabach u'Pesukah de Zimmer, yesh nahafsik. The Achronim argue the Mechaber, and they hold that by Birchas Baruch Sh'ama Yishtabach and the Pesuk of the Zimra, one would interrupt for Shema. K'dei l'kabel ol Malchus Shemayim and Tzibah, in order to say the Shema and accept ol Malchus Shemayim with the Tzibah. Al v'bracha shal Kriya Shema, but once you're up to the bracha of Kriya Shema, v'chein bein ha'prakim, or between the sections of Birchas Kriya Shema, lo yafse klal, one cannot interrupt to say Shema with the Tzibah, el yomer osan ha'tevus b'nigun, he should just say the words he's saying with the same tune, Kamosha Hatsiba, Ayman Krishma, like the Siba saying Krishma, he should pretend. So we do the pretending in the Birchas Krishma. If they're ahead of us, we pretend to be saying Shema with them.
So we're not here by death, right?
Yes. Siv Gimel. Kara Krishma, Venichas, the base of Knesset, and what's the Siba, Shakran Krishma. He said Krishma, and he comes into Shul, and the Siba is saying Shema. Tov Shiyikimom, Kol Krishma, Vikava Socha Gabitur. It's a good thing to say the whole Shema with them. And he gets schar as if he's reading in the Torah. The Mar says, "Avol einu chayiv rak pasuk rishon kamishas bar." But he's only obligated the first pasuk, as we clarified before in Se'if Beis.